four gentlemen and one great, great roar. Big brother.
Hello around the world. This is Frankie Federman, thanking you for logging on to another special presentation of the East LA Review's Vinyl Classic Show, where we play rare and hard to find original long playing record albums in their entirety. Coming at you from back in the day, today we present Cheap Thrills by Big Brother and the Holding Company. This was recorded in 1967 live at the Fillmore Auditorium by the same title, Cheap Thrills, and that was on the Columbia label. So here it is, side one, 1967, Cheap Thrills, Big Brother and the Holding Company, presenting a then unknown lead singer by the name of Janis Joplin. We hope you enjoy today's show, brought to you by the East LA Review Internet Radio Network.
Four gentlemen and one great, great roar. Big Brother.
Thank you. Don't you understand, baby? Why I need a man.
Just can't be.
No,
just can't. Oh,
Okay, that was side one. Big Brother and the Holding Company, Cheap Thrills, from 1965. It was a live recording, recorded live at the Fillmore Auditorium up in San Francisco, California, in the summer of 1967. That was a piece of my heart. And before that was Summertime. Just before that, the song to probably put Janis Joplin and the Vietnam War protest on the map of the world was I Need a Man to Love. It was a very, very popular blues rock song, but it was directed to bring attention of all the men that were being drafted and going in to fight the Vietnam War in the summer of 1967. And starting off side one, and that four in a row was combination of the two. We hope you're enjoying today's vinyl classic here on the EastLAReview.com Worldwide Internet Radio Jukebox. This is a vinyl classic show. The show is brought to you in part by LatinoLA.com, the premier Latino website for arts, culture, and entertainment on the West Coast, throughout Aslan, and around the world. Check them out on www.latinola.com and tell them you heard it from East LA Review Radio. Let's get back to this great, great music. We're playing a very rare and hard-to-find album. The one we got today is probably in one of the most pristine conditions I've ever seen. Somebody must have went way down in the vault and get this baby out. Looks beautiful. Looks like it just was bought. I remember my brother had bought this album in the summer of 1967, and he paid a full $4.99. We went together, and we bought it at White Front. Ah, a great album. Let's get on with side two, Cheap Thrills. Big Brother and the Holding Company from 1967.
Hey! give. But don't we all know, baby, if we're pressed to, that that's the way we live. Tell me why.
Maybe you could help me. Come on, help me.
till the day I die.
that was it. That was probably some of the best examples of live recorded rock music on the West Coast in the 1960s. Bill Graham was probably one of the most popular promoters at that time. He owned and operated the Fillmore Auditorium. In the 1960s, that was probably the mecca of the hippie movement, the free love movement, the anti-war protest movement. Everybody came to San Francisco, and everybody came to hear some of the great concerts that Bill Graham produced at the Film Auditorium. That was Cheap Thrills, Big Brother and the Holding Company featuring Janis Joplin live in 1967. Now, my friends, like all good songs and all good rides, this show has come to an end. I'd like to thank you all for logging on today to the East LA Review Vinyl Classic Show. I invite you to check out some of our other classic shows and check out some of the other shows we have at our other DJs. The finest music around the world. We got Chico Manquero, Beto Mass, Sugar Bear, Crazy Chewy Hernandez, Doña Pancha, El Sapo, and a whole bunch more. Can't forget the Chino, man. Check out the great music here on EastLAReview.com. Until next show, this is Frankie Fiedemann, the Al Capone of the microphone and the hitman of West Coast Chicano Soul. Ahí te guacho, from the land of a thousand dances. Ooh. Give me another one. I'm on a roll.